the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sorter, back this week. I've been away in Montana for the past about 9 days. I had Chase Geiser filling in last week, which I'm sure was amazing because Chase is a freaking legend. But hell, a lot's happened in the past week, as always. I feel like I have to start every single show off with that. It's almost hard to keep up with with the speed that things are moving. I'm back here in Washington, D.C., where obviously one of the biggest stories is the crackdown that's happening, the federal crackdown on the violent crime out here. I spent most of the night last night, until about 4 o'clock in the morning, actually, on the streets, watching them work and seeing how things are progressing here in D.C. So we'll get into that later. We have some videos for you and stuff on that. But first off here, I want to jump in with a development this morning and something that's been going on for about the past week now. You have Ed Martin, the new special prosecutor that's looking into both Letitia James and Adam Schiff, two great candidates to be in prison, right? So Ed Martin is spotted in New York outside of Letitia James's home because she's being investigated for mortgage fraud. You know, she said that that she had a primary residence in both Maryland and New York City and in Albany. So we got multiple instances of mortgage fraud here, and Ed Martin outside being scolded by people that don't want him investigating actual crimes. So, you know, this guy has been the on the receiving end of so much hate from the left, so many political attacks from the left, similar to how Trump was, but on a lower scale. Ed Martin, once the hunted, now the hunter. We love it. I think we're making a lot of progress here. You know, it seems as if there's possibly even more that could come out from the J6 committee, the select committee that we know was fraudulent now. And Ed Martin was on Fox this morning and actually had this to say about it. Do you guys have that clip?
Real quick, what about the January 6th committee? Did they destroy evidence? Is there criminality there?
Of course. Of course, we're all in that too. And trust me, a lot of people did not get a pardon that were involved in the select committee, and they ought to be keeping an eye on their mailbox because there's a lot to be asked about.
And the pardons that were given out were done by an auto pen. Are they legitimate?
Well, I'm the pardon attorney, so I'm in that too. I can tell you we're investigating how the pardons were granted. It was not like anything in the history of America what his staffers did, not just with the auto pen, but with faking him out on the memos. More to come, Maria. I'm telling you, Pam Bondi has let us loose, and when this comes out, it'll take the whole of these people's hoaxes down, and we're doing it bit by bit, and it's fantastic. It's a great privilege.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so there you see Ed Martin actually looking into this J6 committee and these, as he said, not everybody that was involved with the J6 committee and the fraud that went on there and the manipulated evidence, not all of those people were pardoned. I would actually even make the argument that the people who were pardoned weren't actually pardoned because Joe Biden himself didn't do it. The president of the United States is the only person that has the pardon power. If it was some aide that decided that they were going to decide who was going to get a pardon and they were the ones that used the auto pen to sign off on it, we need to know that because those pardons are null and void. Everybody is fair game. You know, one of the other people that I'd love to see in prison, and I know most of you would as well, is Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger, he's one of the people that supposedly received a pardon from Joe Biden from the auto pen. I don't know. I feel like, you know, at a minimum, maybe we should pursue it anyway. Let the courts hash it out if that's what we want to do. Make their lives hell, okay? That's what we need to do at this point. Even if, you know, this guy's not untouchable. And even if that pardon does hold up, it's only for acts within the J6 committee. We all know their hands are a lot dirtier than that, especially Adam Schiff, who, you know, with all the Russiagate hoax and you know, mortgage fraud that Ed Martin is investigating is going to be the easiest one to get him on. But, you know, we're just scratching the surface here. I could rant on that all day. But coming right after this, obviously the biggest story of the week, Trump and Putin meeting in Alaska. We'll deep dive into that. See how the Democrats are screaming and melting down over the entire situation. We'll be right back with that.
At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them, so we can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexandsword.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexandsword.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexandsword.com. So take action.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
All right, well, the peacemaker in chief seems to be making peace yet again. I'm losing track of the amount of wars that this man has been able to solve in such a short amount of time, but the highlight of his peacemaking so far has just happened a few days ago in Anchorage, Alaska. For whatever reason, I mean, we all know the reason. We're dealing with a bunch of warmongers, and it's not, I say the Democrats, it's not even just Democrats. I mean, it's people that have R's next to their names that are complaining about the fact that, there's about to be peace in the killing is going to stop, and we're gonna stop having to send hundreds of billions of dollars to a country on the opposite side of the planet. You know, it doesn't seem like this should be a controversial thing, but for whatever reason, it is. I didn't have this clip prepared because I just kind of thought of this off the top of my head, but I don't know if you saw Jackie Heinrich on Fox or clips of it because I posted it on X. It did some numbers on it because people were just really like put off by the fact that you had Jackie Heinrich saying that that Putin basically walked all over Donald Trump and that it was weird that Putin was able to speak first in the press conference. And that's not how it usually goes. That's actually totally false. The visiting country typically always speaks first at those joint press conferences. It's actually weird if they don't do that. So Jackie Heinrich, got to remind you guys, she is engaged to Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, a supposed Republican from Pennsylvania, who happened to vote against the Big Beautiful Bill, not because there wasn't enough border funding or something to do with healthcare, like some people were having an issue with. It had to do with the fact that we weren't sending any more money to Ukraine. That's why he voted against the Big Beautiful Bill every single step of the way. So, you know, Jackie Heinrich, pretty compromised. And you have to know this stuff to understand why they're taking these weird positions. But she comes at this, and Fox brings her on as an expert on the situation and on how these events go. But don't mention the fact that she's totally conflicted. So, you know, I thought that was pretty pertinent information that maybe... You know, so I decided to relay it on X. But I don't know if you saw this video. Amazing stuff. It's video number 8, guys. The moment that Putin and Trump stepped off the planes, shook their hands, and then this happened. One of the most legendary moves in history. I'll just let you watch it. Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, seconds after meeting, surrounded by F-22s, Donald Trump decides he's going to have Putin's head buzzed by a B-2 stealth bomber. Just as a reminder of who's in charge, as if the F-22s surrounding the joint weren't enough of a reminder. But look, Donald Trump went into this event downplaying it, right? There was never really, it wasn't an overpromise, underdeliver situation like the media is trying to say. You know, the headlines were Donald Trump fails to deliver peace with the Putin summit. I mean, like, you got to be kidding me. He was never saying that the war was going to end here and now. He was saying that this is the first step. He was even saying on Air Force One on the way over that there was probably going to have to be a subsequent meeting, maybe even with Zelensky involved. So, you know, if anybody was paying attention, which most CNN viewers don't, so it's pretty easy to dupe them, I would imagine. You would know that he wasn't expecting to come out of this with a total peace deal, no more war, no more killing, instantly, instant end. That was not the plan here. It was never the plan. So that was another media lie. We would kind of come to expect it at this point. But Trump also said that if it didn't go well, he wasn't going to do a dual press conference with Vladimir Putin. And they did it. Two podiums on the stage together. That was the first sign that we knew. Well, the second sign, really. The first sign that we knew it was going pretty well was they actually stayed in the meeting for more than 10 minutes. They were there for almost 3 hours talking. Donald Trump said he'd be able to figure out within the first 90 seconds or so how that meeting was going to go. So that was a pretty good sign as well. There was nothing about this that was a failure. The failure came when this was allowed to happen to begin with. Okay, you're not going to see China try to take Taiwan under President Trump because, you know, he's not Joe Biden. I'm personally shocked they didn't try to do it under Joe Biden. Maybe they just weren't ready. But it was another interesting moment on stage is Putin actually came out and said that Trump is right. I can confirm this wouldn't have happened if he were president of the United States in 2022. We all know that, but coming from the horse's mouth at this point. Now, the Democrat reaction has been visceral, of course, because they can't stand the idea of peace. Actually, I just noticed that the tweet was actually taken down, but here's a screenshot of Brian Krasenstein. You guys probably saw this. Posting, it's not going to come into focus. No, maybe it will. All right, let's see. I'm doing this on the fly, guys. That they should have had snipers in Anchorage, Alaska, ready to take them out as soon as he shrugged. Now, we all know what Brian was actually trying to do here. He was really trying to drive outrage from people, and it was successful. Luckily, like three of his tweets ended up getting removed from X for terms of service violations. I think his entire account should have been removed. I mean, there are certain other countries where if you were to say that about their leader, your account's getting nuked immediately on any platform. But Brian is also the same guy that was visited by the Secret Service a couple of months ago for saying that Donald Trump should be 86th, knowing exactly what that meant. He knew exactly what 86th and Donald Trump did. He actually said it after James Comey said it. Just trying to be edgy. These Democrats are begging for something to happen to, you know, honestly, Donald Trump. They care about Donald Trump being taken out a lot more than they care about Vladimir Putin being taken out. And Brian specifically didn't mention Putin in that post because he was dog whistling that he actually wants Donald Trump to be taken out. So, you know, that's the state of this image is absolutely amazing. That was a good find, guys. That was a great find right there. I don't know how we fix this at this point until we start, you know, arresting people who are making these threats. The Democrats would have done it. You had Douglas Mackey, I believe, that was arrested and imprisoned for posting a meme about Hillary Clinton. Just posting a meme. Had nothing to do with killing her. It was about not voting for her or not being able to vote for her. That's all it was. And he ended up in prison. We haven't done any of that stuff yet. I hope to God we do. Because it's not like the Democrats are going to say, oh, well, they didn't arrest anybody, under Donald Trump's DOJ. So we're not going to do it next time we're in power. That's total bullshit. That's total bullshit. It's the same thing when John Thune says, well, we can't negotiate too hard with Chuck Schumer because then he'll negotiate hard when he's in power. No, that's not how it works. We know that's not how it works. It's never been like that in history. I mean, Barack Obama had dozens of recess appointments that we can't get right now because John Thune didn't recess the Senate. They all went on vacation. Half of them went to like Israel, of course, the day after. And that's another thing. I had GOP Senate sources telling me at the end, when Chuck Schumer and was still blocking the nominees from President Trump, when he was demanding $2 billion go into his coffers from Trump, trying to blackmail him. He knew that he had the Senate Republicans in a bind because they were going to Israel the next day and they didn't want to cancel it. They were doing a CODEL, a congressional delegation to Israel the very next day. And that's when you saw Speaker Johnson there as well. So once again, we let a foreign interest go above our own. Going off on a tangent here, but point being, the Democrats, even some people on the right, unaffectionately, who I call rhinos, they need that war money. They want that war money. And they're going to keep it coming, or try to keep it coming as best as possible. I'm a little worried about what kind of maneuvers they might pull to try to spark more U.S. involvement in that war, up and into and including taking out President Trump. Don't put that back. I know it's been terrible to think about, but very possible. We're going to come back right here after the break. We're going to be talking about D.C. here. Right out my window, I can see National Guard.
Right now, for only 7 days, we're having the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. About to break it all down right now. For 1 week only, we have launched the biggest sale ever on collectible bullion, silver coins, and our amazing collectible knives at thealexjonesstore.com. The sale is Blades and Bullion Super Sale. Now, ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that we're about to sell out of the remaining collectible coins that are limited edition, they'll never be made again, and our incredible World War II updated Spartan trench knife with a skull crusher and the brass knuckles and the 10-inch stainless steel razor-sharp double-edged blade, and this incredible 6-inch battle dagger, despite the fact they're selling out, we are offering all of these products at up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if I went into a knife shop and I saw these knives for this price and they weren't even inscribed with 1776 or Tip of the Spear or InfoWars, I would still get them because I'm a knife aficionado and I know the best. And the reason that is because these are the knives I love. These are the knives I think are the best. It took us over a year to get a supplier at a decent price with high quality for this bad boy right here. And it's selling out quick. Got an amazing inscription. Tip of the spear with the Spartan. On the other side, InfoWars, a true piece of history with the high-tech scabbard sheath that hooks on your belt. Simply amazing. Now look at this bad boy. It goes great in your purse, great in your car, right on your side. High-tech sheath. Doesn't come out, but easily. There's a fallout, but easily pulls out. This won't run out of bullets. This will defend you and your family. Just grab a 1776 on one side, collectible, limited edition, Alex Jones signature on the other side. And it comes with this collectible gift case. Makes an amazing gift as well. And then, as I was mentioning, look at these coins. There are only a few hundred left of each one of these. Only 5,000 were made of each. You've got, due to popular demand, Alex Jones on one side, InfoWars on the other. Then you've got one of my favorites, Paul Revere, his Midnight Ride, Our Lives, Our Fortune, and Our Honor, Declaration of Independence on the other. Then you've got the Tip of the Spear Spartan helmet and the Gadsden flag snake with the spear through the middle, Tip of the Spear. And then this one, they hold back only a few hundred of these. Even though these were available anymore, Trump, fight, 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 battle for the Republic, commemorating President Trump. All four of these coins are about to sell out. You can get them discounted individually or even bigger discount when you get all four together. Right now, part of the Blades and Bullion Super Sale. These are collectible. These are great prices. This knife right here sells for $100 in stores. We bought 5,000 of them. They're almost sold out, but I'm selling to you for $78, and it funds the operation. Same thing with this. This knife sells all day for $150 in stores. We bought a whole bunch of them. So it's massively discounted to you. And you talk about defending yourself and your family, this is it. And you're also funding the Tip of the Spear and the information war while you do this, so you cannot lose. The only way you fail is not taking action at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get the Ultra Breath and Elite Blue, get the very best Irish CMOS, the very best Shilajit, the very best turmeric. It's all there, and it funds this operation. I cannot do this without you. I try to bring you really cool things that I think are amazing. The best supplements, you name it. So you buy it, you get it, you love it. It empowers you, and you're happy with what you did. You continue to support us. I want a long-term relationship with you. I want to thank those who have supported the broadcast. I want to encourage those of you who have been on the fence to take action now, get amazing products, and keep us on the air. Be part of history. Thank you so much. Ah!
right here in D.C. It's a new world after coming back here after those 9 days I spent in Montana. And I am loving every second of it so far. I can go outside at night unarmed, not really too worried about it. I get my girlfriend can walk around and I don't have to worry about, you know, her anymore because, you know, D.C. is a little bit of a different place, right? The way that crime is operated out here, it's not like when you go to New York, there's certain areas you go into and you expect crime. In D.C., it's just everywhere. At any time, it can be in broad daylight. It's wild how bad this place is, and nobody wants to talk about it until now. Luckily, we're finally talking about it. And, you know, you have Union Station right down the street from here. The homeless encampments have been totally cleared out. There aren't tweakers harassing you inside of Union Station anymore. There aren't people... you haven't heard about anybody getting shot with stray bullets in the streets of D.C. anytime recently, not within the past week. Because why? Because laws are actually being enforced here now. All it took was President Trump to, you know, revoke the city's power to police itself, which they never should have had to begin with. The Democrats should have never been given control of Washington, D.C. It was done back in the 70s with the D.C. Home Rule Act. The whole thing needs to be repealed. There shouldn't be a local government in D.C. It's supposed to be the federal seat, right? Let the federal government take control of it. The local government here has proven that they're totally inept, totally corrupt. There was actually a city council member from, I believe, this district that was charged with bribery, was removed from office, and then they immediately ran for re-election and got voted back in. I mean, the city is hopeless, man. Local control isn't going to work here. It'll never work here. But, you know, yesterday I had a few clashes there at Union Station, but in other areas of town, like the U Street corridor, where there are a bunch of clubs and stuff at night, you'd see things like this happening. I want to roll clip 4. Interagency stuff happening. FBI, ATF, HSI, which is the Homeland Security Investigations, with Metro Police. Pulling people over, making arrests, a scary amount of people here in Washington, D.C. that have active warrants for violent crimes. So they had these task force going out, arresting dozens of people. And over the week, it's been hundreds of people for active warrants, for carjacking, murder, rape. I mean, you name it, and they've been able to take some of these people off the street through this enforcement action. I spoke with a D.C. police lieutenant yesterday on one of these traffic stops, and he was surprised that I wasn't yelling at him, because most of these people have been sitting there heckling them. And it's crazy that people here are so indoctrinated that they're going to scream at these police officers for taking rapists and murderers off the street. You know, they're not arresting you for jaywalking. They're not. There was this thing that went around yesterday where Pam Bondi actually deputized federal agents, making like Secret Service agents and DC Metro Transit Police. She deputized them as U.S. Marshals, so that they can actually have arrest powers on the streets. They're called warrantless arrests, but it's not like suspending habeas corpus, right? That makes it so that these agents, if they witness a crime happening or have probable cause that it did happen, they can arrest you. Most people thought they had that power already, but they didn't. They didn't. So they witness you, you know, assaulting somebody in the street. They can come and arrest you for it. I don't feel like that should be very controversial, but apparently it is here in D.C. You get the liberals and the staffers and stuff that'll run around here. They're being paid to harass these people right now. I mean, I saw multiple Democrat Congress people, staffers, yelling at these people, trying to get videos so they can inevitably try to post them and go viral with their social justice warrior notion. But it's not sticking, okay? People here that are not just overtly political, and people across the United States that are not, that they don't just spend all their time focused on politics, normal people want to see this happen. They want to see this happen in their city. And the reason that Trump is doing this is to make an example. You're taking one of the most violent cities in America and turning it into one of the safest. And you can see here, from last night, I was driving around with another journalist named Olya Skudercast from Freedom News, and we were filming the streets. This is at like 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock last night. Empty. There's nobody out. There's nobody out. There's no crime happening. The city was quiet. There was like hardly anything reported over the radios or through the crime trackers. There was hardly anything happening last night. It was calm and peaceful and like a city should be. Not a lawless hellhole like the Democrats have been making it for decades now. And so it's not controversial. If you look, if you were to poll people across the United States, they're going to support an action like this. Nobody wants their kids. I mean, if you're a half decent parent, you don't want your kid going out and getting shot in the street. Can't say, there are some parents here that just let their kids run willy nilly, let them carjack and do whatever. And you know, the parents are just totally absent. They may not care, but regular normal folks definitely care about the safety of their family on the streets. So the Democrats making this argument that, though there's no crime or the crime isn't really that bad. It's just, you know, people getting shot randomly every once in a while or like big balls from Doge getting the shit beat out of them by a group of teenagers, a group of black teenagers that know that nothing is going to happen to them. That ends now. That ends now, and I truly believe it's going to end. This isn't just talking. They're actually taking action. There's more National Guard troops from across the country. I know at least like Ohio, West Virginia, South Carolina, and a couple of other states are sending in hundreds of National Guard troops here as well. And, you know, people are going to say, oh, well, there's no crime happening. Well, so why are they here? Well, the reason that there's no crime happening is because they know that it's being enforced now. Laws are being enforced. It's not as fun for these ghetto gangbangers to go out to clubs anymore because they're going to get their asses arrested for stabbing people, shooting them in the street, causing mass fights, carjacking people while they're drunk off their asses. None of that happened last night. So, you know, people are going to say, oh, well, it's worthless. There's no crime. So why are all these feds out in the streets right now? Well, that's the reason there's no crime. Now, this can't happen in other cities around the United States as easy as it can happen here. Trump cannot just send in feds to New York and start having them enforce New York law. They can only do it here in D.C. because D.C. is a federal district, right? So that's why this is like going to be a model, and pressure is going to have to be put on local governments to fight, you know, local crimes. So when the crime stats come out, the real crime stats, and shows that violent crime is down 90% here in D.C., it's going to put a hell of a lot of pressure on even Democrats throughout this country to do something, to allow police to do their jobs and you know, have people be prosecuted, especially children, like the 17-year-olds that are shooting people out here that are considered children, so they're harshly prosecuted, and they're slapped on the wrist and set back out on the streets to keep terrorizing the community. We're going to make this place a model. We're going to keep you posted on this story. I'll be on the ground here plenty covering it. We'll be right back after this.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene blue tube. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, know me for a long time, said, sure, he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air, you'd already slurp some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com. It will certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
It's throughout. I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I got to get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, ultramethylene blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got in my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'll be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right, welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. And, you know, I'm so sick of having to report these stories. It's tragic. It never should be. Look, if they didn't keep the border open, if they didn't just allow everybody to overstay their visas, or hell, even let them into the country in the first place, we give out way too many visas that are totally unnecessary. You know, we don't need these people. They're coming in to suck off the American dick. I mean, look, I'm preaching to the choir here, but this stuff makes me angry. This story out of Florida with a truck driver, who was illegal, of course, still had a CDL out of California, and he killed a family of three, yesterday. You guys want to roll clip 7, just for anybody that hasn't seen it. Just carelessly pulling a U-turn in the middle of a divided highway, causing this family's van to slam straight into the side of it, decapitating all of them. All of them. Dead. Because we decided, not we, the Biden regime, let this guy in. Of course. His name is, let's put it out there for the world. His name is Harjinder Singh, an illegal Indian who took the lives of these three people from Florida. And this highlights a bigger issue that we have here, where we have still 19 states and DC that allow people who are illegal, who shouldn't be in the country, to get driver's license, and not just driver's licenses, CDLs, to drive 80,000 plus pound deadly weapons on the streets, even if they can't speak English. It's absolutely wild. I mean, it seems like we're living in clown world and people are dying because of it. You know, you'd almost want to laugh at it and be like, you've got to be kidding. That sounds like a joke, until people are killed over it. And how many more of these stories have we not heard of before? Because there wasn't the political pressure to bring this stuff out, right? It was only because of the fact that this happened in Florida that we even know that this guy was illegal and that he had a CDL out of California, of course. I mean, of course it's going to be California. If it happened in California, we never would have heard about it. We never, ever would have heard about it. So it terrifies me to think these people are on the streets. They're on the streets with you and your families as well. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're from. We don't know, like, apparently the CDL restrictions in California are really, really lax, considering this guy was even able to get one and maintain one. I have never seen a truck driver make that sort of maneuver across a divided highway where it clearly says no U-turns, cutting off a car that's in the inside lane, going, you know, straight in front of them, killing them instantly. I mean, I'm clearly getting worked up over it. You see these pictures here, and this shouldn't be happening. This should, you know, let it happen in India. Let it happen in where, whatever other third world country all these people are coming in from. It doesn't need to be happening here. And if we didn't let this guy in, that family would be alive today. So, you know, keeping on that ICE argument here, and in D.C. as well, there have been these reports that a lot of clubs have been closed as well, which, oh, no, I don't know what we're possibly going to do. The clubs apparently here can't operate. The ones where everybody's getting shot all the time, they can't operate without illegals. That's what they're telling the local media here. They're saying that their employees aren't coming to work because they're afraid of ICE. They're afraid of ICE. Okay, I mean, good. I don't see the downside here. I don't see the downside in having people who are in our country illegally being fearful to go outside. You know, I would love for DC to look like this every single day, where there's no traffic, nobody is driving around. I mean, it's hard to be carjacked when there's, you know, nobody outside. So, you know, and a lot of that probably has to do with more than just the fact that, that people are illegal. It probably is a speculation, but a lot of them have warrants too. So, you know, you drive around and they scan your plate and you have a warrant, you're going to jail. So, you know, we don't need them on the streets either. Keep them cooped up at home. That way they cause less problems. You know, this is how society was supposed to operate here. I'm not saying turn everything into a police state, right? Or a surveillance state. I'm not advocating for that at all. But if there is a crime, especially violent crime, it needs to be prosecuted. People need to know that they can't do it. They can't do that, or else they're going to prison. Right? I mean, that's pretty basic. I shouldn't have to say this on air. It should just be a widely accepted fact. But apparently it's not, because you still have people that are openly advocating to just, you know, let people live their life. Who cares if a couple people die every once in a while? That's sort of the argument that you get here. And actually, I heard somebody here on the street yelling at a DEA officer, which, if you're asking me, this is what I would much rather have the DEA doing than the DEA and the ATF especially, is fighting actual tangible crimes that you're seeing on the street, not prosecuting people for marijuana charges. Just my opinion anyway. But they're like, well, the crime doesn't happen at Union Station. It happens it only happens in Anacostia, which is the black neighborhood that we were standing in. And so it's like, okay, so this is a white guy yelling at police officers for protecting the black community? I mean, I don't understand that people get to these conclusions. It's amazing how they just reach and reach and reach and then expose themselves and expose their other, you know, woke arguments like Black Lives Matter and stuff. All of a sudden, well, they don't matter anymore because they don't want to protect the black lives, the innocent black lives that are being taken every single day in Anacostia and Suitland here in DC that are like 96% black. So it's hard to take these people seriously. And I really don't. I point out the absurdity of it. I sit there and try to argue with them on the street, right? But it's difficult because they're being fed talking points and they can't veer away from those talking points. They're either being paid to give those talking points, or that's pretty much the only knowledge they have about the situation, is a line that was rehearsed for them by some operative or activist or politician. So the Democrats, again, they're going to lose on this issue and they're going to lose big time. I think that this is only going to help us in the midterms. We're not talking about Gestapo here. We're just talking about actually enforcing the laws on the books. They're not kicking down doors without warrants. That's not happening. I know that was another thing that people were saying was going to happen. Not happening at all. Honestly, Pam Bondi hasn't even deputized all of the Secret Service, DEA, and DC Transit Police, or these people on the street. So not all of them even have arrest power, right? They have to be with MPD. But MPD, now that they're under federal control, they're about 800 officers short. They work 2 million plus hours of overtime every single year. So they need the support. They need the support. They need to deputize more of these FBI agents and such, and let them enforce violent crimes that are happening on the streets by themselves. You know, that's what it's going to take in order to actually get this place put back together. And the visuals that you're getting out here as well. The National Guard, they're finally arming them. They weren't armed in the beginning, and the local media was like, oh, well, they're not armed, and they can't arrest you, so don't pay any attention to them. Just keep doing your crimes. It was really weird hearing the local media here advocate for that, but you've got several hundred of them more coming in. They're going to be armed. It's going to be a huge deterrent, and hopefully they'll have arrest power at some point, because ideally for the long term. Right. This can't be like a 30-day thing and then we're just going to stop and just let the city go back to normal. I'm so tired of seeing innocent people killed here, right or left. They're Democrat staffers that get carjacked out here in like the neighborhood next to mine. You know, Uber drivers won't go into certain areas here because they get carjacked on like a routine basis and nothing is done about it. So we need the city back on track. I'm really excited about it. And we'll be back for more.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
So last week we talked about, well not last week, it was actually the week before, but we talked about this redistricting battle happening in Texas. We have Gavin Newsom coming out and saying that he's going to redistrict his state if Texas doesn't. Now, I don't think that should stop us by any means, because first off, the process in California is a lot more difficult than it is in Texas to get this done. Gavin Newsom would have to actually call a special election to make this happen mid-decade. So it's definitely an uphill battle in California. But if they do manage to do that, and they might be able to do it, the Republicans might lose 5 seats maximum in California. It would wipe out most of the gains in Texas, but it goes beyond that, because the Democrats have such few states at this point that they can gerrymander that it, honestly, we just need to go full force at this point. They've already changed. I mean, look at Illinois. Look at that map. You've probably seen pictures of it at this point, where you have districts that are like this long, just going through the state, almost like a highway running through it. There's nothing they're going to be able to do there, even though Pritzker is like, oh, well, you know, Texas does it, then we're going to do it too. Good luck, bud. I don't know what else you can do. I mean, it seems impossible. There aren't really any blue states left to redistrict like this. But meanwhile, we've got Florida. We've got Missouri. Missouri was a new one today that came up. We can gain several seats. You know, we're looking at, through this redistricting war, if that's what they want to call it, we're gaining, you know, 8 seats minimum when you net it all out. I mean, I say that we should go for it. I don't understand. So far, Gavin Newsom's threats aren't working. Governor Abbott not backing down at this point. I wish somebody would arrest the Democrats that have just fled, but or vacate them from office. I hope those weren't empty threats, because the Democrats, again, are just used to us making empty threats. And so why should they take us seriously when we say that we're going to do something if it doesn't ever happen, right? I'm hoping that with this redistricting stuff, you know, the Republican Party is throwing some balls And we'll see more things happen like this. We have to keep on that throttle. Don't let Gavin Newsom shut it down, because this is a net win for us regardless. If we have all these red states being redistricted like the Democrats have been doing for decades. So I want to go back a little bit. You know, that's a redistricting war, but we're actually talking about a regular war here. Ukraine, Russia. You have Vladimir Putin, or not Putin. You have Zelensky coming over here. He'll be here in D.C. Probably tonight. He'll be meeting with Trump tomorrow, along with the NATO secretary and the EU commissioner. And here's what Zelensky had to say about the situation. And I'll follow it up at the end of this video. What was it? Number 5.
Russia is still unsuccessful in Donetsk region. Putin has been unable to take it for 12 years. And the constitution of Ukraine makes it impossible to give up territory or trade land. Since the territorial issue is so important, it should be discussed only by the leaders of Ukraine and Russia at the trilateral Ukraine, United States, Russia. So far, Russia gives no sign that trilateral will happen. And if Russia refuses, then new sanctions must follow.
So there you hear Zelensky, who doesn't exactly sound excited about ending the killing out there. And no surprise to anybody. There's not really much profit to be made for him during peacetime. So he's already using, oh, well, the Ukrainian constitution says that, you know, we can't give up land. What has this guy cared about anything the Ukrainian constitution says? He's a dictator at this point who canceled the election for himself, right? Now he cares about the Constitution? Come on. Come on. That's not at all what this is about. You know, the map that you see about the territory that could potentially be ceded to Russia, where you're just freezing the front lines, essentially. It's like, what, 8% of the total land in Ukraine? A place where people that live there really don't want to be part of Ukraine to begin with? You know, what are we even fighting about at this point? And I say we, like, we have something to do with it. The only thing that we have to do with it is we've got $300 billion invested in it. You know, we never should have cared about it to begin with. Should have had Germany and whoever the hell wanted to pay for it. If it, you know, they think it's a potential existential crisis for them, let them deal with it. We never should have been involved. It was all about money, all from day one. You know, how much of that went back to the big guy? I don't really know, because we don't have anybody in Congress with a spine to actually find out and make criminal referrals to these people. You know, I know that the House Oversight Committee has been investigating that entire thing for years, and nothing ever came of it, and probably nothing they're investigating now, anything will ever come of it. I mean, it's a bunch of talk, no action. But the point being, if Zelensky is already going to run this line, saying that, oh, well, constitutionally, we can't give up any land. I mean, that's a non-starter. What's the other option? You're going to continue the war? You're going to continue the war. How many people does this guy have left to die? Right? There's 60, they're taking people that are like 60 years old in Ukraine now to go to the front lines, to just send into the meat grinder. There are no Ukrainian men at this point. They're going to have to start conscripting, you know, European men, which are already outnumbered by all the third world invaders that they've brought into the country, into their countries. So it's unsustainable. Personally, I don't care if Zelensky has any involvement in the decision. Let Trump and Putin work it out, and you know, freeze the front lines, give up that little bit of territory, and move on. You know, I hope Trump tomorrow is very, very clear, even if it's behind closed doors, says, dude, we're not giving you any more money. It's over. It's over. This is the only ending that is going to be remotely in your favor at this point. Because if Zelensky is the one that throws this potential peace deal into the meat grinder with all of his men, then leave him on his own. Let Russia take all of Ukraine. I don't know why I'm supposed to care. Maybe it sounds heartless, but you know, it's their war. It's their territory. So we'll see how that plays out this week. President Trump seems to be handling it pretty well so far. And I don't believe there's really going to be a circumstance where Trump decides that he's going to go out and lobby for tens of billions of dollars from Congress to give to Ukraine again. I just don't see that happening. The political willpower amongst the people isn't there either. So nobody wants that besides, you know, Adam Kinzinger and Jackie Heinrich from Fox's fiance. They're the only people lobbying for it, and Ukrainians themselves. And I don't really care what they have to say. But, you know, I want to go a little bit further onto a personal note here. I was out in Montana this week, spent the week out there with a man named Jared Isaacman. And I got a lot of chance to talk with him. He was Trump's initial pick for NASA administrator. And because he, you know, was, he's not even really friends with, he just happens to know Elon Musk. He's flown missions for Elon Musk's SpaceX. The nomination was pulled. Nobody asked for that. That was only done as a scalp by, I won't name any names out of the White House. I might start naming names at some point. That wasn't a decision that Trump came to by himself to pull that nomination. That was done by a top aide. And maybe I'll start naming names here soon. But, you know, the point being, I got a chance to sit down and talk to this guy for hours out there in Montana as we were flying around. He's got a fighter jet fleet that he uses. There's me and my dad. I brought my dad out there as well. He uses this fleet for St. Jude Hospital kids to come out. He flies them around in private fighter jets. Like, this is Liv. She's got cancer. He's been dealing with her behind the scenes for years now, funding her medical bills, flying her across the country in his private jets to get her care. He never talks about it. Never talks about it. You never would have known that about this guy. This guy is an incredible human being with a massive heart that's great in, he's an astronaut. He's been a guinea pig for SpaceX multiple times. He's got this huge vision for American dominance in the space race, in the 21st century space race. And his nomination was pulled. And nobody's happy with this decision. And I'm especially upset about it after sitting there and meeting with him and talking to him and seeing his vision. And, you know, this is not like some billionaire oligarch that is just trying to profit off of this. There is no profit incentive for this guy. It's just about winning the space race. So, you know, I wanted to bring that up and give him a shout out for just some of this amazing stuff that he's done. And I don't want to divulge all of it because it's personal information about the kids that he's helped. But I'm going to be talking more about this in the coming days on my X feed. I would love to see somebody like this start leading NASA, a businessman, a successful businessman, pull out all the bloat and beat China in the space race. We'll talk about that more maybe next week, but you're definitely going to see it on X. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back next Sunday.
There are millions of different knives for sale around the world right now. There's been probably tens of millions of different designs throughout human history. I don't think anybody knows. But when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you are going to have limited edition select knives that our current military recognizes are the very best for self-defense and will never lie to you and will never fail you and will never jam or run out of ammo or bullets like a gun will. Ladies and gentlemen, we have this limited edition tactical dagger with the hard rubber olive green grip, skull crusher, 1776 on one side of the hilt, by signature on the other. It's collectible. 6-inch razor sharp stainless steel blade and the high tech scabbard. And the clip that goes on your belt. This is an amazing knife. Then you've got this. Only 1,000 of these left. Limited edition. Tip of the spear with a Spartan. The skull crusher, the brass knuckles. This is an updated World War II trench knife. This is all about defending you and your family. Exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. And then it's the Blades and Bullion Sale. Our great sponsor at Bigly that keeps us on the air held back when these coins sold out. Just a few hundred of each. So this is the very end of it. You've got the Trump 47 fight battle for the Republic coin. You got the Spartan tip of the spear coin, the Declaration of Independence, Paul Revere coin, and people asked for it, so we gave it to you. We have the Alex Jones Limited Edition InfoWars coin. All at thealexjonesstore.com, the Blades and Bullion Sale, up to 40% off on top of the discounts that are already there, and it keeps us on the air. Take advantage of this right now while you can.
Alex Jones has good genes. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good genes great again.